Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
Good morning, Wayne Sutton here, howtosellyourcoaching.com. Today, I'm going to pull a book out of the archives, one of the great books that if you're a coach, you need to follow. Truly, it's the Dan Sullivan Question. Ask it and transform anyone's future. So I'm just going to literally read from Dan's book. Again, if you haven't purchased it, pick it up. If you're one of the Wealthy Coach members, one of our clients, just shoot me a message and I'll put a copy in the mail to you. It is that important. It's a great question. And I can't go through a whole book here on one podcast. I wish I could. I think I'll do a video. I think I'll tear it apart. There's some great details in here. A few tweaks I make just because of my personality, but it works so great. And here it is. So yes, you may want to write this down or go buy the book. But anyway, hit the pause button, write it down. If we were having this discussion 3 years from today, and you were looking back over those 3 years, what has to have happened in your life, both personally and professionally, for you to feel happy with your progress? Great closing technique. Great intro technique. Let me read it to you again. Mr. Prospect, if we were having this discussion 3 years from today, and you were looking back over those 3 years, what has to have happened in your life, both personally and professionally, for you to feel happy with your progress? The reason I love this question, the reason this question has so much power, and again, Dan breaks it down. It's amazing he can take one little paragraph and turn it into almost a 100-page book. But that's what we do as writers. Yes? Okay, so but here's the key. What this does is it creates a loop in their mind, really, almost an open loop that they close themselves. But here, it creates the open loop. It future paces 3 years from today. So if you're working with a client on a continuous basis, then it really does give you it kind of pre-frames that they need to work with you over a period of time. If I'm helping someone, for instance, start a business, there's any get-rich-quick schemes, I want them to know this may be a 2 or 3 year process to be truly profitable. So this already frames that this is a 3 year process. If somebody's battling an addiction or trying to find a successful relationship, we want to give it enough time to work out other issues in their life sometimes so they can truly experience the final result. If we were having this discussion 3 years from today and you were looking back over those 3 years, what has to have happened in your life, both personally and professionally? I love this because a lot of times we're selling money. We're literally selling results. Maybe it's financial results. Maybe it is we're selling a return on investment. We're selling a funnel, a digital marketing program. We're selling weight loss. I'm sorry, not weight loss. We're selling something in the business realm. And so that's what they think professionally. But then it also would affect their personal life. And imagine if today, just go with me for a moment. Imagine today that your income tripled. Your income tripled from last year. Today, just bam, just like that, you click a finger, income's tripled. How would your personal life be different also? If you didn't have to work any more hours, we're not talking about working three times as hard. If you did the same work, the same energy, the same effort, but made triple the money, how would your life look different? So we're hitting them on a personal and professional. And then for you to feel happy. Now, what Dan does in here, I really love this. He says he asked the question, and he provides an answer. You shouldn't answer someone else's question unless you first ask the special question. Here's why. And he goes through. Then you ask the question. Then I love this next part. Part two, I ask the question and then I shut up. Absolute critical. Ask the question and don't say anything to the person answers. It's an unusual question, he said, but it's easy to understand. He said, I've asked it thousands of times and everyone grasps what it means. The special question is very visual. It asks people to imagine a point in the future, then asks them to visualize what the next 3 years are all about for them. All you have to do is ask a question and their imagination will take over. Okay. So then he goes in telling about somebody that answered the story, etc. And there's two types. I want to say this really quick. Confusers. These are individuals who do not have a future they can imagine. Their minds either don't work in a visual way or they're so confused about their past, present, and future, they can't create any answers. In some cases, the question helps them break out of this. If not, asking the question at the beginning of a conversation helps you realize or helps you recognize there is something you can do for them. If you ask this question to someone and they go, they just can't imagine a future. Many times, because I have worked on the realm of both a certified counselor and as a coach, I recognize many times people need counseling, they don't need coaching. Okay, and never jump between that line unless you're trained to do it. Never jump and try to be the counselor. You need to refer to them to somebody. So is it maybe you can't help them? But you know now at the beginning of the conversation. Remember I said this is a great statement to ask as a closing statement. It's also a great question to ask at the beginning of a conversation. Okay, that's the confusers. Then there's the refusers. And Dan said, in my experience, up to 5% of people will never answer a question like this. I call them refusers. They don't want to tell you anything about themselves or their future. And he said, this is fine because it saves you a lot of time. We've wasted attempting to create a relationship where none is possible. Okay. It surprises many people that only 1 out of 20 individuals refuse to answer the special question. But the same people, when I ask the question, always answer. In fact, they're even eager to. And then he goes in explaining why in that. Again, pick up the book, guys. And so he goes through with this one person, tells them why this is so important, this story, how it leads to discussions. Okay, I got to read this. Guys, I wanted to cut this short, but if you give me just 2 more minutes, this is going to be so worth your time. Again, pick the book up. If we were having this discussion, if they agree to this idea, listen, you're asking, hey, if we were to have this discussion 3 years from now, so if we were to have this discussion, if they agree to the idea you're having a meeting and discussing something in the future, it also means they're okay with having a relationship with you now. It kind of presupposes that. 3 years from today, this takes them out of the present to a specific point in the future. The moment their mind goes there to a specific time and period, they immediately gain a new perspective. Right now, they're surrounded by complexity. Should I hire you? What should I do? Is this a good sales call? Are you a good person? Is this the program for me or not? Can I really do it? So you take them from all of that into a place in their future, in their imagination, where they're clear. They're free of present circumstances. So then you go looking back over to the 3 years. Now you're having to look at the present from a superior future vantage point. When people do this, their thinking immediately simplifies it in a dramatic fashion. They see what's important in the present and what's not. I love this last part, for you to feel happy. The biggest thing everyone's striving for in their own custom is their own custom designed happiness. Period. Tony Robbins, I'm riffing off the book here, but Tony Robbins said, happiness is the image in your mind of what things should be and how closely related you are in that now. So if you have a map of your map of happiness and you don't line up with that map, then you'll never be happy. To your image in your mind. So this is very important. The biggest thing everyone's striving for is their own custom-designed happiness. Everything we want to gain, everything we want to leave behind, is for the sole purpose of increasing our happiness. People leave marriages and go towards new relationships because they want to get out. They want to increase happiness. People, I'm gonna be very blunt here, and please take this the right way. People commit suicide because they want to get out of pain and find happiness. And if happiness means obliteration, if they don't believe in an afterlife, whatever it means. People want to be happy. People start businesses. People buy lottery tickets. People fall in love. People have sex. People do things for one sole purpose, the happiness. We have many measuring, now back to the book, we have many measuring sticks in our brains. Feeling happy is by far the most important and permanent one. And then he goes into another question, and we may jump on that in just a moment. So, this is a great, again, then he, okay. There's a second part to the question, and I'm not going to give it to you here, just pick up the book. I'm promoting his book heavy, and that, I don't even personally know Dan, but I just know what this book has done for me. So we'll talk about that. There's a second part of the book I really want you to grab a hold of. But I want to talk a little more about happiness with your progress. Why are the words happy with your progress? And this is on page 81 of his book. Well, for one thing, most people like the sound of those words. That's because happy with your progress relates to everyone's number one concern in life. And at all times, all of us are thinking about the future experiences and results that will make us happy. I'm not sure we ever think about anything else. Second, in everyone's case, there's only one expert who knows what will make them happy. No one except the individuals themselves know how to judge what will make them happy. It's equally true for me and everyone else. So if you want to know what will make anyone happy, you can only ask that person and no one else. Third, there can be a big difference in a person's mind between progress and progress that makes them happy. We all make progress continually that seems normal and to be expected. There's nothing special about that. Not making this progress will make us unhappy, but making it is something that we take for granted. Wow. And I can go on. All right, guys, listen to me. Homework time. Are you ready for some homework? Go Amazon, pick it up, the Dan Sullivan question. I'm not sure if it's on Audible. If it is, I'm going to pick it up just so I can listen to it some more myself. This is something you want to know this question. I literally wrote it out. I didn't type it out. I wrote it out, and I have it here in my office, and I say it over and over and over. Do I say it on every sales call? No. I probably missed the mark by not doing it. But I say it a lot, and I don't just do it on sales calls. I do it when working with someone. I do it when I'm helping them create a coaching program. I do it when I'm coaching somebody. I use this with my children. Now, listen, let me jump ahead. It says 3 years. Maybe you have a 9-week program that you're working with someone. Can you make them jump ahead just 9 weeks? Absolutely. If we were having this discussion 9 weeks from now. So you can jump ahead 9 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever it is. Are you with me? Awesome, guys. So, number one, pick it up. Number two, go to callwithwayne.com. Callwithwayne.com, schedule a call with me. Let's take 10, 15 minutes, and let's just schedule a time that we can chat, a time that we can discuss, a time that we can truly look at your business. I'll promise you at least one aha moment. If I have something I can offer you, great. If not, that's okay too. I promise to give value to you in those 10 or 15 minutes. So go to callwithwayne.com. And last but not least, if you're listening to this on iTunes, Podbean, wherever you're at, hit the subscribe button, hit the share button, give us a 5-star rating. I appreciate you. You can go and create wealth helping others. That's what the Wealthy Coach is all about. I look forward to hearing from you guys. God bless.
Thanks again for listening, and be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.